Hey everybody, it's Karen Hildebrand, your host for today's Rugged Advantage podcast. Today my guests are Crystal Group's Executive Vice President of Engineering, Jim Shaw, and Director of Military Programs, Beth Otting. Welcome and thank you for joining today's session on cybersecurity.
Thanks for having us, Karen.
You bet. It's always a pleasure to talk to both of you. Now, cybersecurity is a massive topic, and it touches nearly everything we do in both our personal and professional lives, and its reach continues to multiply with every new device and node that's added to the cyber domain. So given that cybersecurity is such a broad and dynamic, ever-changing topic, I want to focus today's conversation specifically on how Crystal Group is helping customers solve their most complex cybersecurity challenges. And Jim, I'm going to start with you.
Thanks, Karen. When you think about what most of our customers are doing right now, they're working on the edge of the battlefield in really a limited trust environment, or they're in highly compartmentalized or sensitive areas. And so the platforms that we generally provide revolve around ISR, C4, weapons systems, that kind of things. And then a lot of that data can be relatively sensitive, classified. What we're seeing as of lately is more and more of an emphasis on the data being encrypted so that it can be at rest, data at rest, meaning you can hand someone a drive, but it's essentially worthless without the appropriate keys. The market is changing. They're expecting that they can have data that's protected, whether it's in use, in motion, or at rest. And so that's essentially what our customers are looking for now, is data protection, whether they're transferring it, duplicating it, sharing it, whatever they're doing with it. The hardware platforms that we're providing have to be capable of doing that kind of thing to protect the data from being shared or disclosed. So a lot of what we're doing is we're setting up systems that have very specialized hardware that work in conjunction with very specialized software so that we can silo or create boundaries that are protected by cryptographic keys that prevent the data from being shared or used without the appropriate authority. So the class of hardware that we're providing to a customer has very specific key security features, and then the software really has to be capable of utilizing those features and then implementing encryption and key management.
Okay, and how do you start that process? Where does it all begin from, not just the design level, but once you're looking at the integration?
The first thing that we always need to find is, what is the customer trying to accomplish? What are the challenges that they're currently running up against? What are the pain points? Does this system need to be a type 1 encryption platform? Can we use CSFC as an approach? In general, we're trying to figure out, what is the ConOps associated with the platform and how is it going to be used? And then from that, we kind of derive the requirements or the system and how that boils down to what software is loaded and onto what hardware. Many people know that Crystal Group has a partnership with Seagate, where we're using the FIPS 140-2 Nitro drives, and we're doing specific coatings on those drives so that they're protected not only from moisture, humidity protection, but also tamper proof. So we're working on a variety of different things to harden the platform all the way down to the specific drives, chassis intrusion, tamper proof screws, tamper seals, and of course, the operating system, which further segregates the data from any unintended users that aren't authorized to see the data.
So, Jim, what checks and balances are in place to verify that all of the software and components that go into a Crystal Group cyber secure solution are reputable and impenetrable when it comes to cybersecurity?
Yeah, so that's another great question, Karen. Seagate is a perfect example of what proper supply chain management looks like and what you have to do to make sure that you don't have a leak or a hole in your supply chain. That chain of custody for the supply is just as important on those drives as it is for motherboards or video cards or anything else. You have to have a reliable supply chain that has traceability through the system so that we can actually vouch for and accredit the pedigree of the product as it's being built and delivered to the customer.
So clearly a very impressive set of capabilities, checks and balances in place. Beth, I'm going to switch over to you now. Can you explain how Crystal Group has amassed such a comprehensive breadth of skills and knowledge on such a broad topic like cybersecurity?
Crystal Group has been building computers for the tactical edge for decades. And one of the things that we really specialize in is being able to take best of breed commercial products and put a good system together to allow for tactical edge execution. When you look at a lot of what's happening today in the cybersecurity realm, people focus on healthcare, financial, and other areas where there's just a huge volume of data being amassed every day, and the risk is very high. The issue becomes with that is that a lot of the software products, even the encryption agents, really are not validated and looked at from the same risk assessment as a military customer. So what we do is we take best of breed commercial products, things like key managers, drives, memory, and computers, and we look at very specific risk assessment for our military customer. And this has allowed us to bring Silicon Valley to the tactical edge. If anybody's familiar with Type 1, it can take years to get through the NSA process. So we sought out very specific partners to enable us to bring best of breed commercial encryption out to the tactical edge for military. So Jim's staff actually works very closely with our individual partners, including Intel, Seagate, Racktop, SafeNet, and other products that are being actually designed primarily for the commercial industry, and integrating these into militarized systems that allow our customers to meet their very specific risk profiles.
That's outstanding. It definitely demonstrates Crystal Group's foresight and focus on its customers in order to identify those right partners and not just trying to take whatever is available and making it work, but making sure it's truly the right level of partnership, right level of product, and being able to incorporate these levels of cybersecurity protections for both hardware and software, and how well it's aligning with this surge of efforts to implement and escalate cybersecurity strategies and applications at the edge.
Karen, you talked about layering. That's the really important thing for cybersecurity. You can look at from a physical perspective of being able to zeroize things from the outside of the box or maybe tamper resistance. We also look at security from the silicon level. So our Intel partner has incredible security features. They're embedded in their chipsets, but you actually have to be able to turn those on within applications with operating systems. So there's a layered approach that goes from the silicon level to the operating system to the drives, and then really from the exterior of the box. The thing about risk, all that risk is extraordinarily unique, especially for the military customer. So what might be okay for a certain type of application that might have guns, guards, and gates available to protect that data may not be available to an individual soldier carrying around data from an ISR forward deployed application. So every day, Crystal Group is very focused on meeting specific customer requirements and customizing with cutting edge commercial technology in a way that enables our partners to execute their mission efficiently.
And so with that, and being focused on what the customers need and what they are trying to navigate when it comes to identifying and implementing cybersecurity solutions, how does accreditation factor into what Crystal Group is able to provide its customers?
Accreditation is important because if our customers are going to utilize these products out in theater, we have to bring best of breed technology that is, as a system level, capable of accreditation. There are two ways to go about actually putting together systems. You can put together appliances that are pre-accredited and very specific. The thing that's often difficult with that is that you cannot customize those particular appliances in any way because they've already been pre-accredited. We are actually focused today on bringing component integration together that are accredited and together capable of meeting the requirements for a program of record that may be very specific to their risk assessment.
Accredited types of appliances, like our recently NIAP certified firewall, we're also starting with components that already have FIPS compliant accreditation, such as the Seagate drives that we mentioned earlier, or even our CommScope Ruckus networking switch, which has the FIPS 140-2 NIAP certified MACSEC and IPSEC modules. So those are the building blocks that are necessary to put a system together that is trusted and easy to put forward into a CSFC platform so that you can quickly get accreditation and basically move forward as the need arises.
So obviously, very strong emphasis on making this easy for Crystal Group customers. But when you really look at the range of cybersecurity capabilities, the partnerships that have been put in place, the proactive accreditation and looking for those partners who can offer those accredited components, Crystal Group is really building on its reputation for solving complex engineering challenges by incorporating robust integrated cybersecurity solutions to deliver maximum protection. That's the key takeaway that I'm really hearing from the conversation today. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's correct, Karen. I mean, when you think about cybersecurity, it's kind of a nebulous topic, and it's not well understood, and it's very complicated, and there are a variety of agencies that are involved. So our goal is to go make cybersecurity easy so that it is not such a hassle for our customers. And so that's really one of the values that we add as a leading hardware supplier into the industry is taking that hassle out of the cybersecurity element so that customers can move forward and know that their data is secure, it's being used appropriately, and that they're not at risk of being compromised.
Sounds like a very good asset to bring forward to the customer base. Beth, any additional thoughts?
The other scenario that is different for cybersecurity at the tactical edge is we oftentimes have to balance platform integration complexity as well as the timing for inclusion of new technology and those kinds of things. It is something that oftentimes, as we know with the military, the integration onto the platform and timing is as important and as complex oftentimes as the technology. So we can bring that kind of experience for our customers to simplify the entire process.
I appreciate that additional perspective because it shows just one more level of how Crystal Group is really looking at this from a holistic cybersecurity approach versus just a point solution for its customers. This is really a much broader topic, perspective, and thought process, and it's only going to get bigger. So Crystal Group is clearly thinking in that vein of how it can continue to help simplify and make this complex topic as easy as possible for its customers. So with that, I'd like to thank both of you, Beth and Jim, for joining me today.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
And thank you to our listeners. As always, if you have a question on today's conversation or a topic you'd like us to discuss in a future session, please send me a message at info@crystalrugged.com. Otherwise, take care, and I'll wrap with you soon.